Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Monday, January 31st. This is the Optimize Your Life show, sponsored by the Hope Collection and Blog Talk Radio. And we're here for you Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time, and we spread hope. Hope Foundation is an organization dedicated to providing sustainable and substantial solutions for the lives of people. We work with veterans and their extended families and first responders and their extended families. And actually, that represents everybody. We're an inclusive organization. Today is Four Season Fitness, and we traditionally have a gentleman named Coach Gary is the general host of the show. And today, I think he's got some connection issues, and so I'm stepping in, Ron Clayton, the president of the Board of Hope. And I hope that we can make something today that will make an effect in people's lives, make a difference. You know, having health is an important issue. 3 years ago, you would ask me and say that I was fairly healthy. And the next day, I had a stroke. So, you know, I was dealing with some blood pressure issue, and I was dealing with, I didn't know necessarily that I was having an issue with some blood sugar issue. They call it diabetes. Everybody's a diabetic in doctor's eyes today if you're an American, just because of our diets. But I had some issues, and boy, it nearly took me out. But thanks to a lot of prayer, good doctors, but more importantly, a lot of prayer, I'm here to talk with you today and talk about the future. And we're looking forward to so much making a difference in this world and demonstrate to you that we can make a difference. And there are so many projects that are in the works right now. If you'd like to call in, I'll bring you on board the show. And I'm just going to be kind of muted here in the meantime. I'll look forward to hearing from you. I'm sorry, Gary, can you hear me now? Gary Umphreyville.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I thought it was maybe my phone. That's why I kept asking, Gary. How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
I'm good, Greg.
Like Linda went to bed early, I noticed, I wonder if Ron sent any messages. I checked out her phone number, the longer one, and I said that you had left a message to call the thing with all the people on there, but I didn't notice that there was like an email for each person.
Gary, I only had their phone numbers on the source that I was sending. I was sending you that on an email, you know, a Gmail account. I was sending you, and in those addresses on my Gmail, I only had their phone number. I didn't have their email address.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, how are you, Derek? Welcome to the show.
I gave out another Hope card today.
Well, congratulations. We are grateful that you're doing that. And that's planting seeds, Derek. What you're doing is planting seeds. And we
planting seeds?
It. Yep. And there's a guy that went around New York State and around the northeast of the United States named Johnny Appleseed in the back and early part of our country. And he gave out seeds to plant apple trees. And today, the East Coast, Northern United States, New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. We sell more apples and grow more apples than any other place in the world. West Coast and the sea, but we got the most. And that's because Johnny Sampleseed planted seeds. Same to you, Derek, because you're planting seeds, and we appreciate it. So you are welcome, and we salute you for doing that. Right, Gary?
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway, Derek, Gary and I are doing a little maintenance today on the show because you've called in and we want to say hi. It is the Four Season Fitness, and Coach Gary usually hosts the show, but he asked me to fill in because he's unable to be there, be here. So I'm kind of Gary Hell, Gary Umphreyville, and I are doing some things. We're going to send out last Saturday morning's coaches call, and we're going to send that out to all the members, the Hope members, and the board members. And I'm just trying to get that worked out with Gary right now. So that's what we were talking about when you came on, Derek. We did want to acknowledge that you were here. He jumped off, Gary.
Okay.
He does do that. Yeah. That's Derek. He pops on, he pops off. And that's okay.
Mm.
So anyways, I did get – I had several projects last night to get done. Linda had created the invitation for my our swinging 70s gathering on the 19th, Saturday the 19th. That's my birthday, and we're going to have a tie-dye party or something.
Mm-hmm.
Swinging 70s, I guess that's what we'll call it. Well, anyways, you guys are invited. I know, sent you an invitation. But I had to get that. I had to get those mailed out to everybody in our world. Even people that don't live in Buffalo, we sent out an invitation just so Linda wanted everybody to know I'm an old guy. So I've been getting calls all morning long from people. Chuck Vollmer from Jobonomics called me and says, Ron, I knew you were old, but I didn't know you were that old. Anyways, Saturday morning's coaches call is what I took the time to share my vision as the president and outline some of the major projects we're working on, and I have that recorded on that show, so that's why I asked if you guys could send it. Well, obviously, you had to have the addresses to do it. You have to send it to them, and I have to complete getting you the email addresses to go with the names I gave you. The names are who I want to get it to. Linda created a form, and I've got to download the information onto that form, so then I can just send it to you, and then you can drop it into whatever application you use to send them forward them. So I'm hoping to have that before the night is done, Gary.
Good.
So okay. I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
Busy day. We have Gary and I have our first real presentation process for a project, Jobonomics, this afternoon at a school called CTI. It's in North Buffalo. It's a private educational center. It's like a BOCES. One part of it is a BOCES trades training for welding, electrical, wiring, water, plumbing, and heating and air conditioning. In those four areas, the school has been recognized as a real high level, and they train veterans and kids, young kids, or older kids, actually, to train them to do a job. And when they complete their training, they not only guarantee them to get a job, every single person that's ever graduated from their course, their courses, has gotten a full-time job. Now, the other side of the business is a school where they're teaching the internet world. We call it the Digital Academy. Those are new terms that you'll hear a lot about, Gary. Digital Academy. And that's a Jobonomics program, and we can have a building in 60 days. We can have from scratch. We can have ground, a piece of property, and have a full-fledged, beautiful operating building, fully built, accessorized, electric heating, equipped, put all the furniture in it, and have a school running for Digital Academy. And it's got about a $5 to $10 million investment in it, and that's what we're today. That's what we're presenting to the CTI group for their computer education program. And if they say they've got a ready shovel-ready project to do this. And if they do, we're going to file for it immediately. And we may have an answer for that in the next 30 days.
Yes. Wow.
So that's how we're being decisive and moving things forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I'm working on for them as you and I sit here right now. That's physically mm-hmm. what I'm working on all morning. And then trying to get more pieces together so we can work together, you know, and succeed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So how's Brian doing? How many days has he got? About, 38 days till he goes?
No, about, I think he's had, I don't know, he keeps it going down all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a month from tomorrow.
Oh, okay, 30 days. Well, good.
Yeah.
Well,
28.
We're excited for him.
Yeah.
That'll be good. He'll have a...
Yeah. He's beyond himself with excitement. And he's, I'm going to go on this raptor roller coaster. And I don't know if I'm going to go on that. And then and 2 days later, I'm going to go on it. I'm going to do it. I say, just go and have a good time and come back home and in one piece. And, wow. So, he's excited.
Yeah, well, it's good. And he's growing up, and that's a good thing. And it'll help him to be able to be younger. And it's going to teach him a lot of responsibility and independence. So, that'll be good.
Yeah.
It won't be easy on mom. Mom's not going to be there. He's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to pick up the pieces and run with whatever he does. He's in charge. So that'll be good. Well, cool. Well, I'm glad that you came on the show today, Gary. I appreciate you coming on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Well,
we hope
you're expanding the number of people we have to host it, and expanding the number of people that will come on. So that is one of our efforts.
Yeah.
So. My sister and brother-in-law, well, you know Sue and David, they called me up. They called us up because they called us up to tell us that the only kind of vacation they ever want to do anymore is a cruise. they love getting on board the ship. And just, taking care of business, so.
Now, did Dave and Sue go on any excursions off the trip or just stay on the
ship? They actually went to swimming with the dolphins.
Yeah.
And thoroughly enjoyed it. They had the grandkids with them.
Yeah.
It just went really, really well, Gary. And they just had a wonderful time. And the other thing they did on the ship, they decided to go and use the steakhouse. One of their evenings for their anniversary dinner, they went to the steakhouse. Yeah. But they made a mistake. They took the grandkids with them. And the steakhouse is not a for kids restaurant. I mean, it's like going to Salvatore's Italian Gardens. He'd never take kids there.
that's not that kind of restaurant.
Yeah.
It's not a family. Yeah. It's not that it isn't a family business, but it's
mm-hmm.
not an environment for kids. It's an adult. And they took
right.
the grandkids in there, and David's daughter and her husband, he came in a T-shirt and shorts, and they wouldn't let him in, and he got mad. He got mad. Well, you know, that's not fair. They knew, in fact, I reviewed with them before they left what was acceptable.
Yeah.
They just they thought they could just pull their way. Well, guess what? A cruise ship, you don't do that. You don't
that's
get
right.
to do that.
That's right.
So they learned some lessons, and that's what happened.
Yeah. But
well, it almost gets embarrassing when you do something that you've been told on before you do it. These are the rules, and you can't make up your own rules. And they decided to make up their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
So they had problems, and I haven't heard from them, so.
Yeah.
The daughter was thrilled. They liked the cruise. They had the best time of their lives. They'd never done anything. But the husband who hasn't called me back yet. Well, we'll see. So I hope he does. I asked him to. I asked David to tell him I wanted to review with him. It's like what you guys, we review when we went on the Disney trip. We, there were things and you had emergency. We had to deal with it. And we've talked about it. Now we've learned some things. So the next time around with anybody, we know what to do better than we did before because we talked about it. Well, that's what I like to do with every cruise or every faction I ever do. That's exactly what I want to have happen. So,
yeah. Exactly.
So what else have you got on the calendar today to do?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I'm planning on contact people that I think would be interested and stuff and whatever in the home club. And the first time Linda took the Ford to have the inspection. We went back to Basel Ford, and we talked to this guy, Andrew Kern, and he said he wants to hear more about how we can better the lives of other people. And this is going back several years, and every time she goes in and has work done on the Ford there, this guy comes up and says, "Hey, how's it going? I've been meaning to talk to you and stuff and all this stuff." And I'm not, pinning our hopes on him, but Linda's and I
sure.
And so, but,
Well, you start
like
a conversation, and sometimes those conversations may take a year to develop to the point where if something happens wrong. That's really not unusual.
That's right. And I just remember that you had said, he shared the planted seeds and shared something about the home collection. And 2 years later, somebody called you and said, "Hey, are you still in that helping thing?" And I said, "Well, yes, I am." Now more than ever. Well, so they shot you out, and,
Well, that's what happens, Gary. That's exactly how life happens. Where, you know, it's like, I always find it very interesting. Back at 2,000 years ago, Christ had a band of guys. He called them the disciples. And he charged them to go out into the world, all four corners of the world, and spread the gospel. Now, at that time, in that time of life in the history of the world, disease was rampant. In fact, leprosy was rampant. And leprosy is a killer disease. Not unlike, it's a killer disease like COVID. Only thing is, if you get leprosy, you can see it. Your skin, in fact, you have parts of your bodies fall off. It's a terrible, terrible plague. And they've got treatments and things. So now, 2,000 years later, starting to have stuff to fix it and help. But back then, if you got in the same room with someone with leprosy, it was just as contagious. And so Christ did not say, here's what he did not say. Stay in your house. Don't go out. Don't talk to anybody. Don't go out and be around anyone in the world. Stay away from your friends. Stay away from your family. He never said that, Gary. He said, go. And he wants to go with the power of the Holy Spirit. And so our job today is still the same, is to go. Be safe, certainly. Certainly you have to be safe. I met a person over the weekend that seven people in their family died. Seven, immediate. You know, like brothers and sisters, not cousins, not third cousins, brothers and sisters. Seven family members in one family died. That's, my heart just aches. I just ache because somebody, and in the conversations, what came out of it is they chose not to get the vaccine. You know what? My heart aches, but at the same time, I'm not going to judge them. It's not my job. They chose to take a chance. And so in doing that, they have the right. I honor them. And now they've gone through what they've gone through. It's still sad. It's still a sad thing. So when we have the chance to make a difference, you know, they died from COVID, but how about the people that we don't share the word with them and they don't get saved? They're going to die. Not just from COVID, they're not even going to go to heaven. To me, that's even a worse condemnation. So we have a big job ahead of us, because what's created in the last 2 years is just added on a lot of doubt. Our first actions are more towards doubt than faith. We'll hold back instead of going forward and saying and sharing and being there for somebody. We do that. It's everybody. Because the media and the politicians and everybody is all about control. And I don't ever remember God controlling me or God's or the Holy Spirit controlling me. But, boy, he sure guides me. And when we follow God and we follow the Holy Spirit, he protects us. But when somebody controls you, you're under the thumb. You're a slave. I'm a slave, and we become a slave to politicians and government and unelected people we didn't give them permission to be our slave masters. So we
you know what I got? I got a cliff note on that one.
Go ahead, country boy. Welcome aboard.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Good, good. I had a cliff note on that one. The mind is the most powerful force in the universe. So as a man thinketh, so is he. We actually are intelligent enough to scare ourselves to death, knowingly that we was not born with a spirit of fear. But people do, and I call it, Ron, here comes the cliff note, we're prisoners locked up in our own minds, using ignorance as an excuse to keep us blind. Forgive them, Father, because they know not. If you don't know no better, in the country, Ron, they used to say, country, if you don't know, ask somebody. So I want to just kind of pause right there because time, matter of fact, this past Friday, I received a phone call in the afternoon. Afternoon, country boy. Hey, country sweetie. Ooh, I like the way you say that. Say that again. Hey, country sweetie. I can't get you to say it. I'm going to say it a couple times to myself. Hey, country sweetie. That sounds good, don't it? She says, you don't remember me, do you? I said, hold on. Let me catch your voice. Let me Google it again. Give it to me one more time. Say, hey, sweetie, out loud, like everybody knows you love me. And I go, oh, Sheila. She said, country boy, you remember me. I met you 12 years ago. Matter of fact, I'm 12 years ago dry because of you. Well, I own a water company. She said, no, not that kind of dry. She was on smoking crack cocaine at that time when I met her. She was strung out on drugs. And I met her in the parking lot, just sitting there on the curb. Excuse me, ma'am, can I help you? Excuse me, ma'am, are you okay? Excuse me, ma'am. She said, no, I'm not okay. I said, well, what are you doing? She said, I was sitting here hoping. I was just sitting here hoping. One more time. I was just sitting here hoping that God would send somebody to help me. It must be.
And you showed up.
Will you help me?
Well, my name ain't Good Samaritan. I didn't pass a lady up. My name is Country Boy. Man, what can I do? My grandmama said, baby, I'll be dead and gone, and chaos will hit the world, but do not be confused. We don't serve a God of confusion. She said there's two sides to everything, good and bad. When God said it was good, he saw it was good in it. Was. If it's good, then it's of him. If it is not good, then it's not of him. She said people either come for two reasons in your life. Mr. Clayton, They come to either help you or they come to hurt you. They either come to give you hope or take hope from you. There is no in between. Either you're for me, either you're against me. Either you're hot or either you're cold, but if you're lukewarm, I'll throw it back over to you, Ron Clayton.
Well, if you're lukewarm, you're going to spit us out, so you can't deal with that. Hey, Country Boy, did you happen to get a little funny-looking invitation in your email box last night?
I don't know. I have to check with my personal assistant / wife. I get about 130 text messages and emails a day. I don't take the time to read them all and call people back, but I call everybody back. But I'll take a little.
Well, there's one from Linda.
Okay.
You can open it up. From me and Linda, but I think it's in my email, from my email.
Okay.
But it's from Linda.
I'll take a look when I get off the call.
All righty. Well, I want you to know that Gary and I, at 2 o'clock, hour from now, our meeting with the board of an organization called CTI. C is in cat, I is in initiative, and T is in tackle. And what they are is they're an education organization. They have two areas that they work in. One are trades. They're incredible. They developed an incredible school. They've been part of that trade school. Actually, the kids go from training certification into jobs. And they formed a union program, advanced union training is what it's called. And they actually, 100% of their kids graduate, 100% get jobs right on the spot when they graduate. Now, and their kids and veterans and people that were in and out are displaced from careers. The other side of what they do is in the area of computer education and programs for the modern day digital age. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, Gary Helfenstein and I are presenting to this board, the board of directors of this organization. They claim they have a shovel-ready project to open up a computer digital training school. They just haven't had the funds. And what we're proposing to them
is what's called, if you went to Jobonomics with Chuck Vollmer and you went to the site and you look at any one of his programs anywhere, there's something called a Digital Academy. And there's a 165-page presentation with every detail down to the desks. And what it does is it teaches people, the young adults, to operate in the digital world, to be able to create, and this is the thing, one center of the Digital Academy will produce 100 jobs a month. And that's not 100 businesses a month. You hear that? 100 internet businesses a month. And so it's very, very, very productive, proven, and it could be a group of people, sponsors, board of people, and they could decide to do this. And let's say they've got a piece of property, just a flat piece of land. We've got the guy, Scrub is the name of the guy who builds these really neat businesses. In 30 days, we could have a fully operational school. If you go online to Jobonomics and look up Digital Academy in one of the sections, table contents, whatever, look at it, and you will see the building that they support, that they submit, that is up and running. And they're doing these all over the country. It's designed for, the first one was a guy named Tesla. You know, Musk, the guy that owns Tesla. This building is gorgeous. And it'll be up and running in 30 days.
Wow.
You talk about that's not awesome. Fooling around. Not fooling around. Not diddling around. Not talking about planning. So a year from now, you got a school running. 60 days, you can have a whole operational digital academy operating. And producing 100 new businesses a month.
If we did that, we'd have half of America self-employed entrepreneurs by the time 2022 ended. With that kind of numbers.
Country boy, what I'm suggesting you do is that you go to Chuck Vollmer, Jobonomics, Jobenics. Jobonomics. And in going there, you will find that whole outline, the pictures, I mean, the money, the costs, everything's included in the presentation. So, and now, on top of that, is the filing. The paperwork isn't there for the filing, but the filing for getting the funding for it. And Jobonomics has the resource to connect for the funding. And you take your skills at grant writing or someone that works with you in grant writing, Lady E, you could submit, and you're probably looking at the submission we're going to make for the Jobonomics project we're going to do here. We're going to submit for $5 million. So,
well, that's awesome. I know. You said you had a meeting today. Today at 2, I have a meeting with this guy named Michael Hart out of California. He has a non-for-profit organization called Wealth Builders United. Wealth Builders United. I'm partnering him up with my business partner, CFO, Dr. Brooks. Says his non-for-profit organization is very similar. His is called Boots on the Ground, first responders, Ron, and veterans. They're helping first responders and veterans get back employed because a lot of the military people that he's dealing with came home from the military computer illiterate. And a lot of them wasn't even in the system. They said we wasn't in the system. Uncle Sam won't let you into the Army or Air Force or any of the branches without getting your Social Security number, which means you're part of the system. But how, when you come home from the war, fighting in the war, how did they forget you were in the system and tell you that you got to go back and fill out all these forms in order to be able to get a check to send it to you? You got to have an address, and a lot of the guys they're working with are homeless. They can't get paperwork if they don't have an address. Matter of fact, when I was homeless, Ron, for 6 months by choice, I called it mobile homeless. I was sleeping in my car. My sister-in-law was the only one that knew that. She asked me, well, country boy, when they get ready to mail your mail, where do they mail it to? They send it to your license plate address?
Well, like I said, I know Chuck Fulmer is going to be with us on that meeting, so he'll be tied up from 2 to 3. But just keep in mind that you've got that access for that kind of connection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Definitely needed. Definitely needed. Yes, sir. That having that program and establishing, being able to establish jobs, especially in a couple of these little outskirts, small towns that I'm working at, like when I, in my hometown, the closest hospital is 22 miles away, and most people that work, that live in the country there, have to drive 30 to 40 miles one way just to get to their job. So when you start talking entrepreneurs, all of us have a gift or something that God has given us that we do better than anyone. But see, a lot of times we get paralyzed by going to school. I got my education, 12 years of my life in college, 7 different degrees, and found out 30 years later this is what my God-given purpose was. Well, I started out in school, in college, studying art, but I only did it for 3 months. Somebody says, well, you're not going to be making no money doing that, Ron. I had fear in my heart. They scared me. You're going to end up being a starving artist. To this very day, that word makes me nauseous, just like homeless. A starving artist. Why should an artist ever have to be starving when they have a God-given gift? God says, if I give you the gift, my gift will make room for me. But every artist that I knew, including the lady that taught me in high school, my art teacher, used the term in front of me, a nasty word, starving artist. Mm-hmm. And then I pleaded blood over it then, and I didn't even know what pleading blood over it was, but I found it pretty bloody, so I decided I'd put God's blood on this one, that I'm not going to be a starving artist. I'm going to be a living legacy in my own time, not in my own mind, but in my own time. Because when I fast forward over to the end of the tape, when it was really getting good and juicy, and we talked about breaking generational curses off our family and off my grandkids and great-great-grandkids, he says, country boy. I said, yes, sir. He says, I want you to leave an inheritance behind for your children, but I want you to do it before you die. No problem, Ron. No problem. So that's where we're headed, Ron. You said many people are called, Gary. That's why you keep showing up. And few are chosen. We are the chosen ones. The chosen ones that God said, just like you talked about him choosing them disciples when the diseases were running rapid and leprosy was granddaddy to AIDS, great-great-granddaddy to AIDS, body parts and stuff falling. He says, I want you to go out there and get her done. Ron, you better jump in right there. That's your punchline, dude. Get her done.
Yeah,
I don't care about all that. Get her done. It's hot out there, Lord. I don't care. I made it hot. Get her done. Lord, it's too cold. I made it cold. Get her done. Lord, it's 75 degrees. What are you complaining about today? The weather? Get her done.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's what we're doing. So I'm finishing up here, and I'm going to have to get up the calls, which means I'm going to end it. Gary had a conflict, so he wasn't able to be on the call today. Country Boy, I'm so glad you came on today. I look forward to talking to you some more, and I'll be available later today. And tomorrow I'm going to get my hearings, squared away. I got to go back and redo. I lost $6,000 in hearing aids in the last 2 years, taking
masks on and off. So I have, and that's another reason I hate masks, because it cost me $6,000 in total for all the money I've lost trying to get hearing, keep my hearing going. So, all right,
well,
that's my fault.
Well, at least I can hear you now. I can hear you now. And that is not something you wanted to ask them if they can put a tracker in them little things. If you lose them again, you can go back and find them.
Yeah, you'd think you'd have that, you know? So
yeah, I mean, hey, they got serial numbers and IDs and
well, if you lose them in a snowbank, the problem is if you lose them in a snowbank, you don't got them. And that's my problem.
That's like frying it. That's like throwing your little digital thing down in
the
bowl of water.
Yeah, when I was taking the mask off or on and stuff like that, that's where I lost them. And I didn't know. You know, when you don't hear, and you know, anyways, it's my fault. I understand. I can't blame
anybody. Well, what
do you mean
that when you're out there and you're in the cold and snow skin and stuff like you and Gary be doing, your ears get cold first. You know what I'm saying? They might be numb. I'll come up and thump you on that, and you think you just dropped a glass on the floor. So we'll pray that whatever you do, I think that was a setup to get you the state of the art, the best that God has to offer. So may take care of that.
Yeah, that's what we're going to now. So I look forward to talking to you later. And guys have a great afternoon, okay?
All right. Have a good day, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Thank you for coming on the show today. You
thank
have a great day.
Hey, Ron, last request.
Yes. Yes.
I got to get into that blog archives and pull that last show that me and you and Lynn just pulled off this past Friday. I'd like to listen to it again. So once we get the date settled,
Gary,
you get me on the, you get,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got the answer right here. Gary, can you write that down that for Friday's show with Lon Cain, send that to Country Boy? Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Please do, because Gary, you call me once the call is over. So we had a few minutes left, so me and you will chat for a few minutes. Gary, you call me after the call is over.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, Ron, get on out of there. You're done.
Thanks.